Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
My name is Michael Bailey, and you're listening to the EDP Formula One podcast.
Welcome back, everyone. The third podcast of the 2014 season, as we look ahead to the second race, Malaysian Grand Prix. How exciting. I am Michael Bailey. I'm joined by John Luton.
Hello.
Carl Cumbers.
Hello.
Stephen Rust.
Hello.
Peddy Hamilton.
Hello.
I called you Peddy.
Peddy, that's
Peddy.
No, that's not going to stick.
He said, at least your surname's right. Not Cure.
Yeah. Oh, good one.
And Craig Mav Parker.
Hello.
Still don't know it. Mav. Just Mav?
Yeah, that's fine.
You don't mind, do you?
Don't even give him a surname. Treat him like Prince. Just call him Mav.
Mav.
Yeah. Just Mav.
Mav.
That one.
The Mav.
Oh, hello.
Malaysian Grand Prix. Last year, lots happened. Ooh, it was brilliant. Wow. Probably the highlight of the season. A, has it got a lot to live up to? And B, will it manage to deliver? Who wants to answer those?
Yes, it's got a lot to live up to, and yes, it will manage to deliver.
Awesome. You think we'll get...
George,
have we got those rival? It would help.
Well, yeah. If you bear in mind, overshadowed by the whole Multi-21 incident was a really fierce rivalry between Nico and Lewis, and a lot of people don't remember that. And I think, obviously, with the quality of car that Mercedes have got at the moment, you're going to see that come back again. Nico's got the lead in the championship at the moment. Hamilton's going to be hungry. We think he's the favourite, and in all honesty, I think he's the faster driver when you let him off the leash. However, Mercedes have said, we'll let him race. But... Will you let them race as long as they put the needs of the team first? But that's really difficult to do when you're in the heat of the moment going, 200 miles an hour. Okay, calm down. The other reason I think it's going to live up to it is because we still don't know, Jack, about how well these engines perform. And the straights at this place put so much pressure on the engine that the cars just have to go from really, really fast to really slow for the hairpin and then really, really fast again. And it just goes down and up and down and up. And I think you're going to put some real stress on the engine. I think you could see some serious blowouts.
Cracking points. I suppose the thing with Mercedes last year, Nico Rosberg left saying, oh, remember this one. Now, the person he said that to was Ross Brawn. He's not there anymore. Is that going to be an issue, looking after Lewis and Nico, if they haven't got Ross there to manage everything?
Not yet. I mean... If them two are competing for the championship from halfway on, I think that'll then be the time to manage them. But I think at the moment, you've got them race, I think, at the moment. Unless, obviously, as last year, the fuel saving and everything else. It's a tough decision for maybe Paddy Lowe. Maybe it could be his first big decision on the pit wall.
No pressure.
Yeah, does he let him race? Or, okay, well, 1-2, we finish here.
I don't think. I suppose the thing about Albert Park is that the fuel usage, I think, is quite high, isn't it?
Fuel consumption.
Even. That's a better word for it.
Yeah, Australia and Canada are the two highest ones, so there won't be so much fuel saving in Malaysia, which is hopefully a positive.
As Ben mentions, the amount these engines, they won't have really been tried like this, will they? Bahrain's not quite as much of a power circuit as Malaysia. Does that sound fair?
I would say so.
So, it's going to be a tall order for them, isn't it? Keeping the things cool.
Might be difficult for Red Bull. I think that's one of their issues, isn't it? I think they've packaged things a little too tightly. But there we are. We'll have to see.
Depends if they can get any more fuel in the engine, I suppose. That might help them out. Should we make the most of this unpredictability while it lasts, Mav?
Yeah, I think so. I think you're going to get
teams are now going to start figuring out what they're doing wrong.
I suppose the thing is that, like I said, they'll just get hold of the cars, won't they? They'll get a hang of what they need to do with them.
Yeah, yeah. They'll start figuring out strategies, how they're going to run the cars for the entire race. You're going to start seeing a few more people sort of nudge a bit higher up to the and challenge for the higher positions, I think.
That would be good, wouldn't it? Because Mercedes were miles clear, weren't they, Steve?
Oh, yeah.
In Australia.
Yeah, I mean, totally. You sort of wonder whether they can be challenged, but I think they probably will be.
Yeah.
I think so many teams were nervous last weekend. I mean, you've got to listen to the race engineers on the radios. I mean, some of the pointless messages that they put across. They were clearly just nervous and just wanted to make sure their driver didn't do anything silly to get to the end of the race. That's obviously their focus at the moment. Everyone gets to the end of the race, let alone trying to compete for it. But as we get on and they get past that silly stage, probably it's more of a confidence thing. You're having faith in these new engines, which I don't think they do.
No.
I think they're all convinced in the back of their mind they're just going to go pop if you push them.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's probably a reason for that. Standard question, most important weekend for... Now, obviously, we're incredibly early in the season, but this is going to be a pretty important weekend for some people. Which people? Who wants to nominate some people? This is important.
Lewis Hamilton.
I love it. How come, Steve?
Well, he's got ground to make up, you know, and I'm certain he thinks this is his season. In the back of his head, I'm certain of that. And I think he's got ground to make up. So yeah, that would be my shout.
I would concur.
I'll go Red Bull. No points after the first race of this season. When have we last seen that from them? They're in a hole. They need to get out. We can see that they've got the speed if they stick within the rules and they are capable. We know Seb's, I mean, as much as we hate to admit it, we know Seb's a good driver, and he can really turn it on when he's behind the eight ball. It just, they need that reliability. Ricciardo's shown their car can be reliable when within the rules, maybe. But these guys need to get on the board now, because otherwise Mercedes will run away with it.
I was actually going to say Vettel, so it's kind of on the same thing as what Ped said, which is it's also how, not only with the car, but it's how he handles the frustration, because of the last few years he hasn't really had any problems. And you could see, like we said in the last podcast, there's kind of the attitude towards things when it's going wrong isn't what's going to help. And the last championship, there was a real big rule change, was when Button ran away with it, I think, which this year kind of shows that the teams who kind of are the first ones to, you know, put the points on the board are going to be up there at the end of the season, no matter what, when everyone else starts catching up.
Make the most of the advantage. Arguably, it's a pretty big weekend for Nico.
Yeah, I think if he can... Even if he gets a decent result, he's probably going to keep an eye on Lewis on the championship, and if he can keep a decent lead, he'll be pleased. But I think my biggest weekend for is Lotus. It's probably their first race.
Yes, now they've had that third test session.
So actually can see if they're built for a car.
If they've got a car that works.
And actually get involved in the race instead of just driving around. So.
Yes, well, there's probably a couple of teams that want to do that as well. What do you reckon, Matt?
I think it could be quite a big weekend for Massa, just because... Obviously, with the way that we talked last time about how Bottas drove, he obviously didn't get a chance to show what he's got. I think a lot of people probably think he's the better of the two. So this could be a week. We need to see how he's going to do and where he can actually put that Williams.
Exactly, because he was almost being tipped as an outside shout for a podium in Australia, and he didn't get past the first corner. Damn you, Kamui!
Oh, you leave Kamui alone.
Prediction time. This is the bit that the only bit we care about. I'm joking, although some people are nodding in the room. Right then, first of all, we need to know what happened with our predictions before Australia. Particularly difficult ones, it must be said, predicting the first race. Not a bad turnout, though, gentlemen, I will say. What we did predict, we tried to predict the number of cars that would finish. Now, this was 14, as was mentioned, but... Daniel Ricciardo was, of course, disqualified, knocking it down to 13. Because, you know, he was disqualified. It doesn't count. Which means, Perry, you said 18.
I was optimistic.
You're optimistic. I said 10. I was pessimistic. Although that was also what Martin Brundle said, so I'm taking kudos for that. Not a literal kudos point.
I should have a kudos point.
Actually, maybe I will, actually. Thanks, Ben. I'll take it. Kyle's getting serious this year. Like, he wants his crown back, Fed. Watch it.
Kudos points are like that everyone gets a trophy points.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, that's true. They did me no favours last year. Kyle, you said 12. Close. Stephen, you said 13.
Nailed
Boom.
It.
Boom. Nailed it.
Give that man a round of applause.
To get that was something special. Obviously, relying on a disqualification, but I'm not going to let that affect things. Well done. In terms of the race, Ped, you said that Ricciardo would finish on the podium. Sorry. You said
it would be... In true Red Bull style, I'd like to appeal the decision.
Well, technically, he was on the podium.
Ricciardo finished on the podium.
I
never said that the decision would stand.
That's fine. Well, we will file your appeal just after Red Bull's in the High Court, and we'll see which comes back any different to theirs.
All right.
But these are the results as they stand.
As they stand, that's fine, but let it be known that I've lodged an appeal.
That's fine. I'll put an asterisk next to
the name for the rest of the season. Yeah. Mr. Asterisk.
Mercedes, front row lockout for qualifying.
I was so close.
Very close.
I was so close.
And a rookie finishing in the top eight.
Nailed it.
I think just the one, wasn't it?
I believe so.
Or was it two in the end?
I think Viat was ninth,
I think it was
maybe.
Ninth.
Yeah, so I was only just right. I was close to getting two. But yeah, no, I feel that that's a good sighter for me. I may not have absolutely got them all right, but I was only a hair's breadth off. So
defending champion.
Pretty pleased with how this has turned out for me.
He's happy enough. I said that Red Bull would finish in the top 10. Well, yeah. I said Rosberg would win. So there you go. Caterham top 10, they let me down. And a Hülkenberg podium. He didn't quite manage that. Carl, you said Hamilton pole, Hamilton win, Williams podium, and a Force India podium.
Kyle.
Get away with that. And
Vettel. Force India podium. Kyle, my demise. Goodness.
Sebastian Vettel out in Q1, which is a bit unfortunate because it was Q2, wasn't it, in the end?
Yeah.
So, but remarkably, something like the first time he failed to reach Q2 since 2012 or something. It's a ridiculous run he's had. Something like that. And Stephen, you said Rosberg, pole, Hamilton qualifying P3. I mean, that's pretty damn specific right there. But it was absolutely spot on. Hamilton win, sadly not. And Grosjean out in Q1, which did happen. So Steve is well ahead, really, thanks to all those things. Pedge is second, I'm third, Carl's fourth. But it's fledgling. It's obviously an accurate
Did
algorithm.
Did not get any predictions from Mav last week?
No, or John. So it's the first week's. It's a friendly algorithm, so, you know, that works it all out.
Yeah, it's always,
Wait,
what's
that? I don't think that came across on the tape. So as it is, you are first. And Mav, this is your debut pod weekend, so to speak. Let's get your predictions.
Brilliant. I was hoping you would come to me first. That's a lie.
Surely they're all on the notes. I'm hoping they're all on the notes.
Copious notes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, unfortunately they're not. I'm going to go for... What am I going to go for? I think Ferrari are definitely going to get up on the podium this week.
Boom.
Bold.
For that one.
I like it.
Bold.
I'm coming straight out, you know. straight out of Norwich. No. And then I'm going to go something a bit more safe. I think Lewis will probably top qualifying this week yet again. And I think he'll finish the race.
Okay.
Is that a bold prediction?
No, I think we'll just back that. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think we'll see another good drive from Magnussen yet again.
Yeah.
I think he's just going to be up there all the time. I'm going to go podium again.
Two podiums for Magnussen.
Straight out.
That's a bold Boom. One, that. That is a bold one. Might get a kudos point for that one, Matt. Might that.
If it happens, he gets a kudos point.
Yeah. John.
Okay. I'm going to go for...
Yes.
Rosberg for pole.
Okay.
Hamilton to win the race. I'm going to go for Massa and Bottas to get third and fourth. I'm not sure which order, but I'm going to go for them two to get third and fourth.
Two Williams on the podium?
No, third and fourth.
It's been a long day, sorry. Yeah, that's what you said.
Michael turns off with a checkered flag. He hasn't seen them, got a fourth-place podium.
Sorry. There's an added feature. It's fine. Awesome. Is that everything? Is that
yeah.
all good?
Yeah.
John's calling quits there.
I'm going to go for a Hamilton-dominated weekend. So a pole and a win for Hamilton.
Okay. You did do this last weekend.
Are you going to throw the trifecta in there and give him fastest lap as well? If you're going to use the word dominated, Kyle, then...
Yes, go on. Yeah.
Brilliant. He's taking the bait. Saboteur Perry strikes again.
Shocking behaviour.
I have to go for my normal out of Q1. It will be Gutierrez
okay.
this week.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We didn't see a lot from Sauber, did we?
Yeah.
In Australia.
Yeah.
Snorber. Pleased with that.
I'm going to stick with Force India. And I think Hülkenberg top six.
Okay.
I'll chuck one more in. I'll go Max Chilton to finish again.
Given.
Can you get an anti-kudos point when we have those?
Possibly. Depends. You might get a kudos point if he now doesn't, because I'll blame you for it. How about you, Steve?
I'm going to be a bit clever with mine.
Excellent.
Or try to be.
Well, it worked last week.
No. I'm going to say for qualifying, Mercedes lockout. I'm not going to say which order.
Okay.
I've been stung by that one before, Steve. Okay. I'll tell you that now.
And I'm going to say a Mercedes 1-2 to finish the race.
Okay.
But not in any order.
Okay.
And a Ferrari driver on the podium.
Okay.
I'm not going to say
He's
which
not
one.
Not going to say, all right.
I think it could be either.
Okay. It's
and I think
cagey.
To go out in Q1, both Lotuses.
Both Lotuses again.
Anti
Q1.
Point.
Well, again. You never know. Never know.
No, true.
Go on then, Pep. God, I'm leaving myself to last now.
You are, aren't you? I'm going to say that you're going to have the front two rows of the grid in quali locked out by two teams. So you'll have A team in 1 and 2 and then A team in 3 and 4. But I'm not going to tell you which teams they are. Because I can't decide. There's three that I'm thinking of.
Okay.
So
they do tend to line up 2 by 2 in Malaysia, don't they? I think.
Well, I don't know. Are you going by history there, Michael?
My memory. Which is.
I'm going to go with Williams on the podium.
Okay.
Come on, Williams.
Right.
I'm going to go.
Distinct lack of driver naming at the moment, but
yeah. I'm going to go rookie top six.
Okay.
I've got more faith in the rookies after the strong showing last weekend.
Okay.
And I'm going to say Hamilton win.
Okay.
So I've given you a driving name.
We did
name
get a
there.
Name in the end.
We've got a driving name. So I've given you that.
Okay. Good work. Well, I'll probably say, I think it'll be similar to Australia. Actually, I think Hamilton will be on pole again. I think Rosberg will win the race again. I also think that we will see Bottas in the top five. And I think you will also see Magnussen finish ahead of Button again.
Ooh.
There you go. Boom. That's it, isn't it? We're done.
Yep. We are all predicted out.
Well, that's exciting then. All we need to do now is wait for the race, I suppose, which is exciting. We'll be back on the other side of the fun and games in Sepang. Just need to plug all of our EDP stuff, of course. Twitter at EDPF1. I'm going to get tired of saying all this by the end of the season, I know.
Just record it.
Just record it.
Just record it and pop it in as a sound file.
Editorial cheating. You used to do that, didn't you?
All the time.
I can tell.
All the time.
Shocking behaviour.
Yeah, just pop it in.
This is live for the Malaysian Grand Prix.
Could use it from last year.
You could use it from last year.
You could just use it for everyone. Just, you know, finish. Just say, thanks for that. You can cut all the out, but just...
I was going to leave it in until you swore.
Oh, sorry. Beep it. You're good at that. But just have a little thing that says... Thanks for it. Like, go around and we'll do our Twitters for everyone that's here. And then all you do is just say, and of course, you just say, thanks, guys. And then, of course, it says, catch us all on, da 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 da, and
it'll,
plug it all there.
That'd be like the driver pictures that they use when they do the lineup. So they're putting their helmet under their arm, or they're looking up and folding their arms. Really uncomfortable.
Most of them just look like they're checking it.
Mav.
Like.
Okay, then. Let's have the Twitter roundup at EDPF1 for the EDPF1 account, or at Michael J. Bailey for me, Michael Bailey. John Luton.
At John Luton.
Carl Cumbers.
At K Cumbers.
Stephen Rust.
Doesn't have one.
Silence. Perry Hamilton.
At PedHD56.
And call him Peddy if you want. Mav.
At Sandbox94.
Wonderful job. Facebook.com/EDPF1 for Facebook.com EDPF1 stuff. And the website, edp24.co.uk/F1. Lotus, Caterham News, my weekly column, and this very podcast. All accessible via that wonderful page. Job done. Thank you all, gents.
Thank you.
I think that was a success, because there were six of us. Thank you all out there for listening. Don't forget, get in touch with us on social media. And bye for now.
At Emory University, We believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.